the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. March 26th, public meeting for the selectmen. Call to order. First on the agenda is minutes, and for lack of a quorum, Mrs. Young is on excused absence, and Mr. Lawberry the same. Mr. Chivers, a new member of the board, welcome. Was not here to approve the minutes, so we will...
Do we need a quorum to approve those?
We need a quorum.
So we have to put to the next meeting?
We'll move them to the next meeting for lack of quorum on the minutes from 3/12/18. Next on the agenda, the board to consider assignments of departments and address chairmanship. We have two members missing. I was wondering if you gentlemen would consider postponing this for 2 weeks?
I think that would be good, yes.
I agree.
All right, so we're going to postpone that for a 2-week period. Board to award the award of re-roofing bid for the town hall building. I think Mr. Murray reviewed them, and are they in our folder?
No, I didn't make copies, but those are the bids. So.
Did you have a suggestion on that, Mr. Murray, one that we should look at here?
I do. We had the five come in for the appraisal. We kicked out the top highest and the lowest like normal.
Okay, and they were?
That was Fraser Construction and I Roof.
Okay.
And that left us with Exeter Roofing, In-Laws Construction, and Avatar. Avatar is kind of a big company based out of basically Massachusetts. It's not really how we usually operate. We kind of look for that personal touch, and I don't think we would probably receive that from them. That left us with Exeter Roofing and In-Laws. Exeter Roofing did the Deerfield Town Hall, did a good job of that. In-Laws did our fire station, how many years ago, 2 years ago or something? And they did a good job with that. It's really neck and neck with them. In-Laws was $2,200 cheaper. They live in town. I would kind of go with that. That's my recommendation.
And you reviewed the proposals, and they included everything that...
Yeah, all of them.
We had listed.
Scoped it.
Yep. Exeter Roofing was $19,200.
19,2, yes. In-Laws came in at $16,965.
And that's something that you feel that we should move forward with, Mr. Murray, and get completed this season?
I do. That's a good idea to get this done. Protect the building. They're getting on there. All wall down. They're here.
Okay.
They're going to strip the old shingles out, Dave.
They're going to strip everything. We're going to get rid of the two skylights, cloud over them, fill them in before they go to pieces. They're pretty old, too. You know, same year, 30 years or whatever.
Here's a list of the of what's included that Mr. Murray provided for the app for the RFP.
And this is the same scope
everyone,
of work.
Scope of work that everyone was provided with.
Everything but the front. The front part of the building was done, I don't know, 5-6
yes,
years
we
ago.
We did that a while back when the tree come through it.
Yeah.
You don't match shingles much? Matching the shingles?
Oh yeah.
Okay. It is, I mean...
There's still some downstairs I can go off of and match them up.
All right, okay.
Same color, I want to know.
Okay. You want a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, if somebody would make that motion, we could move forward with that if you're in favor.
I move we award the contract to replace the roof in the town hall to In-Law Construction.
I'll second that. Qualifying, it's the back one section, not the whole roof.
Well, it's this contract
right.
Dated February 2nd.
It's the back roof or something, what's that?
Yeah, this whole section, everything but the front.
Everything but the front. When you said replacing the roof, I just wanted to clarify it.
That's okay.
What it is. I second.
Okay. No further discussion. We'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'll let him know, and I'll get back to all the yellow ones too, just to thank him.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Board to approve Boy Scout donation for delivery of the town reports. Do we have anything in the...
I don't, but you guys usually do 300. You did 300 last year. You do 300 every year.
How much was it?
$300.
$300. Do I have a motion to approve?
I also move to...
Boy Scout donation of $300.
Donation of $300 to the Boy Scouts for the delivery of the town reports.
I'll second that.
And are we all in favor?
Aye.
We are.
It's a nice thing that they do for us.
It is. Board to appoint Kenneth Lowry to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department. Mr. Dan, there's a letter from Mr. Chief Young in the sign folder addressed to me, but considering you are the liaison to the fire department, would you like to present that, please?
This is directed to the Board of Selectmen, Retention Chairman Roby. Recommendation for appointments to the Candia Volunteer Fire Department. It is my pleasure as Chief of the Town of Candia Volunteer Fire Department to provide you with the name of an individual who I recommend for appointment to the department. This individual has demonstrated a strong commitment to providing professional level emergency service to the town of Candia, and I offer this recommendation without reservation. The person recommended has submitted background information attesting to his individual skill level and is agreed to attain and maintain at least a minimum level of professional certification consistent with the needs of the department. This applicant has also provided information as to their character and background and will have undergone a criminal background investigation conducted by the police, Candia Police Department and the State Police. I would request this appointment be made effective March 26, 2018. Kenneth Lowry, 497 Old Candia Road, Apartment 18, Candia, New Hampshire, EMT. Again, I am pleased to recommend this individual for appointment. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely, Dean Young, Chief. I will so move. Dean had called me on this. He apologizes that he couldn't be here this evening to make the appointment himself, and ask me if I would make the appointment. I so move, yes.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Any discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
We welcome Kenneth Lowry to the fire department.
Right. And again, Dean said he felt he couldn't make it, either one could make it tonight, so. But he's been doing work already. Yep.
Agenda, board to authorize payment of payroll checks and accounts payable checks. Mr. Lauberty usually presents this. I will do that. On 3/8/18, payroll $15,647.40. On 3/15/18, $15,174.79. Total payroll of $30,822.19. 3/8/18, accounts payable $47,467.02. On 3/15/18, $41,663.48, for a subtotal of $89,130.50, for a grand total of $119,952.69. Mr. Dan?
I so move to accept the accounts payable and payable manifests and payroll for 3/8 and 3/15 of 2018 as submitted.
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman.
And all in favor?
Aye.
That concludes our agenda. Any other business amongst the board this evening? Mr. Dan?
I'm just to let you know for roadside cleanup, I'm going to request from Waste Management to have another dumpster placed behind the building next month. Exact dates are not firm right now, but just aware of it. And hopefully the snow will be gone and we can clean up our town.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Mr. Jarvis?
Nothing.
None tonight. And I have nothing under other business this evening. Anyone in the audience have anything that they would like to bring to the select board this evening? With that being none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:14.
I'll make that motion.
I guess I'll second.
That might be the fastest one.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Easy job, Carl.